Mishnah test. We did Sif Dalet, and we're doing the Mishnah Berurah on Sif Dalet. So I'm going to put a Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chaf Hei. Okay? So some argue that this halacha, that a Dabar Lach, which is fully cooked, which is Nitzdanen, Yesh Bishol Lach Bishol, is only in conjunction with the Tzmitzamek V'yofalach. If as it shrinks from the heating, it shrinks. The sugya of mitzamah v'yafal and mitzamah v'raloi plays out in the Reish and Gimel, where there the issue is a concern over the rabbanon that a person might forget and stir up the coals because he wants extra heat to reheat the item, which is no issue of bishul. Excuse me. The only issue is just this gzeira. So we say, but mitzamah v'ralo, why should he want to heat? Why should he want to stir up the coals? It's gonna shrink and become. It's not good for it. One second. But over here, we're dealing with the issue of bishul. If you hold yesh bishul like a bishul, so taking it from the istanin to being heated is called bishul. Whether it's istan by yavah, some rabbis shouldn't make a difference. So that's what the Bach says, and that's what the Gros says. Okay. Fine. Now in Chavav it says Kamachom and Drusoi. So this is, if it wasn't this basha called Tzarchoi, so everybody agrees that it's Shaya Bishul, even though it's still hot. Now Mishabur says it's Lav Dav Kamachom and Drusoi. You could read the Shulchan Aruch. If it's only Meichel Ben Drusoi, then moving it to Kol Tzarchoi is called Bishul. But if it's, let's say, more than Meichel Ben Drusoi, but not fully cooked, that change is not significant enough to have a din of Bishul. So that's not true. Even if it's cooked more than Meichel Ben Drusoi, actually, Gomer Bishuloi, Shaykh Bishul Minotaru. Now, there's interesting Chazanish. So how do you calculate this idea of a half cooked or a third cooked? We'll see. Machloek is whether Michael Ben Drusoi is a half cooked or a third cooked. So he suggests the only way really to calculate that is if you take the time it takes for the item to cook to the point where most people were considered fully cooked. So it takes time for the food get to the temperature where it's cooking. It takes time to heat up. So that's your argument's sake. You put a pot on the fire, it's room temperature, it takes 10 minutes for the heat to actually get the food to the point where it's yatza lettuce boat. And then it takes an hour to cook. So it takes an hour and 10 minutes total. So there's an hour to cook. So the Chazanish says half cooked is a half an hour, and the third cooked is 20 minutes. You use the time process. We assume that it basically cooks evenly throughout the time of the time process. So once it reaches the stage where it's cooking, cooking takes place, i.e. it's Yatzeletesbo, then you calculate the time and you figure it like that. So if this is, the Shulchan Aruch gives an example of Michael Ben Drusoi. Let's say you say Michael Ben Drusoi means half cooked. So it needs an hour to cook. It's been 30 minutes. So fine. So the Mishabura, who would then if it's 40 minutes? It's not fully cooked yet. If you take it from 40 minutes, you add another 20 minutes, so you've did bishul. As a matter of fact, you take it for 40 minutes and you add one more minute, you also done bishul. You moved it from partially cooked to more cooked. That's all called bishul. Right? And this is a true afilu b'ayda reseach. Even though it's hot, the issue over here is not heating it. The issue over here is it's hot, it's off the fire, you put it on the fire. You're not heating it, it's hot. But by putting it on the fire, you're cooking it. Because otherwise the temperature would go down and it would stop cooking. So you heating it, you're cooking it. Pashal filo al yada in Yehudi also ligmer habishul, and therefore that's also even it's an isidaraisa. So you can't. There's no het of emir lakum. And near the b'yevet ain't lesser a tavshul, but What about the bidyavet? So the person did this, b'mezid or b'shoigeg, whatever the situation might be. So we say, l'chor, it's a ma'aseh bishul on Shabbos. Someone just cooked on Shabbos, is also to benefit from. Says no. The yeshis mechal, the rishpoiskim, the shesarim, the kiman, the nisbal shakamachem, and rishoy shuv ein b'zeh mishum bishul. There is an opinion which says that if you hold ein bishul acher bishul, that means once it's reached the stage where halachically it's considered cooked, i.e. machal and drusoy, there's no more bishul after that. So we're saying right now that that's not true. We're saying no, that even though it's cooked to machal and drusoy, moving it to be more cooked is also called bishul. But there is an opinion in halacha who understands the rule of ein bishul acher bishul means even to the point if it's cooked, halachically cooked, i.e. machal and drusoy, after that there's no more cooking. The Beis Yosef brings the sheet, etc. So now the Mishnah Berurah said before, since the Isser of what's called Maaseh Shabbos is benefiting from Malacha, which is done on Shabbos, is an Isser Rabbanan. So any time when you have a valid opinion of the Rishonim or the Poskim would say that this is not called not an Aveira, so now you have a Safek and a Rabbanan. And the tzaddik, this is not called bishul, so there's no Isser Maaseh Shabbos. So this is the rabbanon Maaseh Shabbos depends on there is an aveira. There's no aveira over here according to this opinion. So it's a safek rabbanon the kula, and you're allowed to benefit from the item. Okay. Fine. Now then the Shulchan Aruch said, "Vahani mili." That which we're saying that once it cools, it's considered bishul, even though it's fully cooked, that's only if it's liquid. So the heat is significant. The lack of the heat means it's lost its bishul. Whereas you have a cold piece of chicken, a dry piece of chicken, and you cooked it, and now it's cooked chicken as opposed to raw chicken, the fact that it cools off doesn't make it not cooked. The change which is wrought in a davar yavesh is more significant, and therefore nitzdanin does not take off its status of being considered cooked. Whereas by a davar lach, nitzdanin will remove its status of being mavushal. That's what this opinion holds. Now what's interesting to think about, so then the chara, we should argue backwards the second half of the thought process, and therefore that means in a case where you add heat, you're considered cooking it. So why is it cliche and I'm a basha? If all you have to do is add heat, you have to cook. Right? So that's pasha is what the Mishabur is not saying that. The Mishabur is not saying that all this is a question of heat or lack thereof. He's saying by a double lach, there is a cooking process taking place. You start out, in most cases, not like water, but in most cases, you're cooking your vegetable and the vegetable starts absorbing flavor into the soup. You make a soup, etc. But the heat is also significant. So the mela, you need something which has a kachabisha, which is cliche and is not mavasha. Okay, let's hold it here.